Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, May 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Many people are struggling through the pandemic, and some are turning to family members for a loan to get by. But the IRS keeps an eye on family loans to make sure both parties are following the rules.
They're saying if you're going to make a loan, they want to see that it's a real loan, and you need to charge a prescribed interest rate, and you need to have paperwork, and it needs to say things like what the terms of repayment are and things like that. The important news here is that the interest rates required by the government are just as low as they've ever been almost.
That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Coming up, she'll talk about how low family loan interest rates are and when it makes more sense to give a monetary gift instead of a loan.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow Today with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Helping out a family member financially is a nice gesture, but the IRS says anybody who plans to lend money to a relative should be aware of certain tax rules. And Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is with us to explain. So, Laura, why does the IRS have any say in family loans?
Well, that's what a lot of people ask. The IRS has a big say in family loans. Once upon a time, when interest rates were higher and the gift exemption was lower, people were trying to make gifts to relatives disguised as loans that didn't charge any interest. And so Congress didn't like that, and they tell the IRS that it should publish a list of interest rates every month that set a kind of a boundary between what is a loan and what is a gift, and it's been around ever since.
But the IRS would only know about these family loans if family members file official paperwork.
Well, they don't come up, I think, too much on your tax returns, but certainly if you take a bad debt deduction because your relative didn't pay you, it would come up that way, and it might come up in an audit, and people should follow the rules even if they think the IRS isn't going to catch them.
Okay, so is the government saying essentially, if you're going to charge interest for a loan, here are some guidelines?
Well, they're saying if you're going to make a loan, especially a loan that's large, over $15,000 or for one person or $30,000 for a couple, they want to see that it's a real loan and you need to charge a prescribed interest rate and you need to have paperwork and it needs to say things like what the terms of repayment are and things like that. Now, it's not too hard to get this from a professional and you won't have to pay a lot of money for it, but it needs to look like a real loan. The important news here is that the interest rates required by the government are just as low as they've ever been almost.
Okay, let's go through the numbers. Let's start with long-term loans.
So long-term loans, that's nine years or more, are the interest rate required is 1.15%. That's basically 1% on a nine-year loan. And that rate doesn't adjust upward. If you make the loan this month, you don't have to raise it when the IRS raises their rate. It's a fixed loan, like you got with a mortgage. It's a fixed rate mortgage. So that's only 1%. Now, a family member could charge more if they wanted to, but they can charge as little as about 1% on these loans. On short-term loans, the rate is just about 0.25%, 25 basis points, we would call it. And that's for loans that are 3 years or less. So this is just an amazing opportunity if family members want to lend to other family members and have the money to do it, they can do it at a rock bottom cost. And that can be a real win for the borrower. If it's a mortgage, they might be able to get a much bigger house. They won't have to pay their family as much money as they would pay a commercial lender. The other thing is that it could help, say, if the family is able, with a student who's paying off say, professional loan debt, student loan debt. Often that's 6, 7, 8%. To get that down to 1% is an amazing thing.
Now, is this just a rich people thing, or does it make sense for families with more modest means as well?
For people who have more than, say, $22 million, there are all kinds of ways to shift money around and use these rates to move wealth to other generations. But many families have reasons to lend money to each other. And so if somebody has the money and somebody doesn't, which often happens in families, it can be used to help buy a car, to help pay off credit card debt, student loans, to help with a mortgage.
But when you're dealing with mortgages, isn't that when things can get kind of tricky?
It can. The one thing you can't do with a family loan is lend a down payment for a mortgage. You have to lend sort of part of the amount of the mortgage because banks don't want, they don't want there to be two loans on the property. You know, they want to have their mortgage and they don't want to be competing with another lender. So the banks will typically say, okay, did somebody give you the down payment? And that's all right up to a point. But if somebody lent it to you, they're not happy about that.
Now, in some cases, it makes sense to give a gift rather than a loan.
Well, yeah, because the gift tax exemption is so high now, it's $11 million per person. At the same time, lending can be more prudent than giving sometimes. For instance, say that a family wanted to help their daughter and son-in-law buy a house. Well, if they give the money and the children get divorced, then they'll be splitting an asset. But if they lend the money and the children get a divorce, then they're splitting a debt. So that's something to think about.
But when you step back and look at it, creating a loan, that can be a walk through a family minefield.
Well, that's the most important thing. My column is really about taxes and tax details, and so I tell you all about the tax implications. But the most important thing is the emotional complexities of money and families, and that should you got to be able to really to negotiate these issues. They are really titanic issues. Advisors tell me that the worst thing is when one child has gotten a loan and does not appear to be paying it off, but does appear to be spending money frivolously, like taking a cruise or something like that. So those are issues people have to really think through before they head into these waters.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.